I am so glad to have a wonderful traveler. I have to say, I kind of live vicariously through her beautiful Facebook post. Mary Beth Tyson is calling in from, where are you, in Greece now? Where in the world
are
you?
No, I'm in Croatia. I've been going back and forth between Greece and Croatia all summer.
How amazing. You have gone so many beautiful places. Of course, you live part-time on Maui, and then you take off, and you and your husband have gone to a lot of amazing islands, which I have never heard of. The Saronic, is it pronounced Saronic Islands, the Cycladic Islands, the Peloponnese archaeological sites, Olympia, and more. Tell me about how all these places came about, and how'd you end up sailing to them?
Been asked to be crew for a friend when she had a big boat for a week and a half about 3 years ago in Greece. And after sailing a few years here in Croatia, I thought, you know, I'd really like to see those islands again. And so a couple years ago, we took the boat down for the summer to the Ionian Islands, you know, where Corfu and maybe you've heard of Zakynthos, some of those islands are, and then we brought it back. And this year we decided, if we leave it down, we can go further. So we co-own the boat with someone else, so we're not on it full-time. We were on it the month of June, and then he had it for a while in July, and we've had it most of August. And we're going back again in about a week. And we've made it so where the boat has come all the way down the Croatian coast, down Montenegro, Albania, then starting with the Greek Isles, going all the way down the Ionian Islands, around the Peloponnese Peninsula, and up into the Saronic Bay, which is where Athens is, and some islands there. And then if you keep carrying on from there, you get to the Aegean. And next time we're heading over to the Dodecanese because we've seen a lot of the Aegean Islands. And I was so excited. I finally made my bucket list place, Santorini, last week, and it was just thrilling.
Well, I heard from someone I know who went to Santorini that it's not that crowded right now, that because of COVID, that this is actually a very good time to go. What was it like?
It was crowded. Oh, I heard a couple months ago it wasn't so crowded, but it was. And I was prepared that I probably wasn't going to like it because I don't like touristy places. I like Mykonos, I really didn't like it all. But the thing about Santorini, in addition to the beautiful white architecture with the blue domes, is that it's a volcano. And for those that don't know, a massive, huge volcano, and when it blew its top, it just left a couple little islands in the middle, and so we sailed through it. It took us more than an hour to sail across through the middle of this caldera, and the geological formations are just so dramatic and so many different colors, just, you know, white and blue and red and black and green and everything. And Milos, another island nearby, has also got a lot of wonderful geological formations. But Santorini is just majestic, standing up out of the sea like that.
Did you do the donkey ride, or did you go in the... There's two ways. You can go up the lift, or you can go on the other side. You probably sailed into the other side and went up, right?
We did. We sailed into the opposite end, because, of course, it's very commercial on the ES side, which some people call it Oya as well. So we dropped anchor in Akrotiri, where there are the most amazing ancient, many thousands of years old. Mycenaeans worship the goddess, and they have a lot of ruins there. And then we just we took the bus to Vera, took the bus to Ia. And we had date night. Alan and I had dinner and watched sunset and Ia, and it was just
Did you go back? Magical. Do you go back to your boat and sleep on the boat at night? You don't stay in the town, do you?
No, yeah, we go back and sleep in the boat. I mean, every once in a while we'll get a hotel, but we haven't done that because we weren't out that long. This time we were only gone 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. So I had, when I went to Mykonos, I was at a cruise. I had a choice to stay in Mykonos, or I went over to Deos. Is it pronounced Deos? There's an island that's an architectural, amazing.
Deos, yeah. Deos is amazing. With the Temple of Isis there is spectacular, isn't it?
Yes. Unbelievable. And the ruins are in excellent shape, and there's even some of the fabulous tiles and things you can see that are left there. And I like that it's, you're not supposed to, I don't think they have any hotels. You're not supposed to spend the night on that island. No,
there's nothing there. You have to go on a tour boat to get there. And, it is spectacular, though. It's just an entire city, and it covers the valleys and the mountains, and every part of it is spectacular, yes.
So tell me about these other islands you went to that I've never heard of. And I guess they're only probably available if you were on a private charter, your own boat. So tell me about some of these other
islands. Yeah, the ferries go to these islands. I mean, there's even one called Soligandros that I never heard of. That's between Milos and Santorini. And they even have a little ferry that goes in there to the little village there. So the ferries are just everywhere going in between all these islands. But yes, I mean, we've just been to, probably I would say about 30 or 40 of the Greek islands.
Oh, I mean, that's amazing to me. That's fantastic. It's like a dream come true. So tell me, during this time then, you would go and spend about how much time, I guess depending on the island. In Santorini, you were there a few days, right?
We were just there a couple days.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're just at an island one day. If the wind is really good and there's not a lot that we want to see, we'll go into a harbor or drop anchor and head out the next day. And then, this time, July and August are really treacherous in the Aegean, a lot of really bad wind.
I didn't know that. You would think summertime would be calm.
We were on Eos, and they said, a storm, not a storm, but the winds are coming, and you're going to be stuck in here. You won't be able to get out of here for 5 days.
Wow.
So we only spent the one night there, and we went to Milos, and we spent the 5 days there, which was really great because we got to tour the mine. They had old sulfur mines and beautiful formations there, and climbed up to castles and little fishing villages and ancient Roman amphitheaters and the largest catacombs in the world, second
wow.
to Rome.
I had not known
fabulous.
That. Now, Milos, I mean, I've heard of, but I don't think it gets that much attention. It definitely not.
No,
I don't think it's one the cruise doesn't. Ships. The cruise ships don't stop there that I know of.
Anyway. There's a little, well, they had, what's that one, Windstar?
Oh, yeah, Windstar. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, so I think they had 50 people aboard. And we ran into them on an excursion one day.
So,
but we were near them. We saw them out in the bay.
Do you have to
there,
pay so. To drop anchor in these harbors, or was there an anchorage fee, or what? How does that work?
No, in different countries it's different. Actually, Croatia is pretty expensive here, but Greece, a lot of times it's free. And even when you go into a harbor, a lot of times you don't even pay if you're, not in a commercial marina, or it may just be like 20 euros a night or 30 euros a night. Whereas in Croatia, if you go into a harbor, it could be between 50 and 100 euros a night.
Wow. That's
and if you go to a marina, a proper marina with all kinds of facilities, it's even more.
Huh. So do you pay?
So that's
one
reason why a lot of people like Greece, is because it's oriented to sailors and makes it easy on sailors in that regard.
And it's got to be a whole different experience. Explain the difference in your experience when you're going by your particular boat versus going in as a someone who's coming on a cruise ship or a ferry. What's the difference?
I feel like Marco Polo, It's like, there's a handful of us on our boat, and we're coming in, and we don't know what it's going to look like. I mean, we've seen schematics and that sort of thing, and we know that, okay, we're going to just key over on the right, and we need to go around this way and avoid the rocks over there. But as far as what it's going to look like and what places we might eat and what the people might be interested in and that sort of thing. We just have no idea. So it's very adventurous, and we figure out what we want to do and when we want to do it. And so we don't have to wait for a big group of people to get on a bus or something, you know.
For those people that might be listening and going, I want to do this. This sounds like the dream life. How much does it cost to be part owner of a boat? And it seems like you'd really have to know and trust the person you went into buying a boat with. I mean, is it?
Right. Well, we're lucky. We have a really great partner. But, yeah, I mean, once you buy a boat, I mean, for a monofull, you know, if you buy, I don't know. I mean, catamarans now, people are spending $500,000 on.
It's a lot.
You know,
that's
and
a
people
lot.
People can spend a couple $100,000 on a sailboat
yeah.
easily.
Yeah.
We got a really great deal on ours, but then we put a few thousand into it every year and are constantly upgrading it. And it's all, you know, there's always something. They say that BOAT is an acronym for Bring Out a Thousand.
I believe that. I've heard that. And it can be, especially if you don't know and don't do the maintenance, I think it can be devastatingly expensive, you know. And then there's
right.
the fact that
well,
you
yeah,
have
we
to.
We just had a toilet go out. And so Alan's going over before me next week to do some repairs. We had we also had our wind. You would call it like a weather vane, but our wind indicator at the top of the mast got knocked off in the wind by the boat next
wow.
to us with the mast crossed. And
oh, no.
You know, it's one thing after another.
Yeah.
So he just went to the marine shop today, and we've got equipment to take back with us so that he can do his repairs while I'm gallivanting around elsewhere.
So tell me about this, because, I mean, you went to a lot of places. You live part-time in Croatia. I'm sure you see lots of your friends post here. You know it's gotten out of control with COVID back here on the island, on Maui. It's
bad. Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. Scary.
It's bad. It's
wow.
bad.
Never yes.
would have thought it would have gone skyrocketing, the numbers like here. How is it in Croatia and in Greece?
You know, the numbers seem to kind of go up and down. But the thing about the Mediterranean is that most of the people are outdoors, and I think that that's saving a lot of people. I mean, we've not ever had the kinds of numbers that France and France and Germany and the UK have had, thankfully. Staying outdoors, I think, is your best bet, really.
And what about the fact that you wear your masks when you go into town? Do you have to show your vaccination card or anything? What are the rules?
Right. Well, most countries will want you to be vaccinated, and some of the airlines, some of the airports that you transit, and some of the countries definitely want a COVID test. So right now, Croatia, you can get in without a test if you've got a vaccine, and Greece, you know, a lot of them, if you're in the EU, it's kind of like being in the U.S., right? So, mm-hmm. you know, if you go from Texas to Louisiana, you don't need to show anything, but if you leave the U.S., you do.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the EU countries don't require it from one another, but they require it from hotspots like the U.K. or that sort of thing.
So are you starting to see more tourism coming back to Croatia? I had a friend who just did actually a cruise on a Viking cruises and went to Croatia.
It was crazy this year. Just packed.
Really? Wow.
Yes, really. And I'll tell you, Greece, too. I've seen more. There were more Americans in Greece this year than the other couple of years
wow.
that I was there, 2019.
Never would have guessed that. Never, ever would have guessed that. Wow. Oh, sad.
Yes.
Oh. So you're going to go to Jordan.
So,
you're going to go to Jordan soon. And
I'm going
to
Jordan. I'm so excited.
I've
just
seen pictures.
The last 48 hours that since Alan doesn't want to go because he's been, and I've always, always wanted to see Petra, that, if we're flying into Athens together on Sunday, I might as well just spend a few days going to see Petra. So I booked a 4-day tour and got my flights, and I'm going to finally see the Dead Sea and Petra and a few other places.
So you're flying from Greece down to Jordan?
Athens, yes.
And what airlines are you taking?
I think I'm taking Turkish.
Yeah.
But I might be taking Royal Jordan. I think the only other one that flies in there right now is Ryanair. And now that summer's over and the British people are back in school, I don't even think they're operating down that way anymore for the year.
So this is not a boat trip. This is, you're going to go and do a tour. And are you going to get to that camel ride into the Petra area? I've seen some people say they took the camel ride and it's amazing. What are you doing? What's your itinerary there?
Well, we're going to the Wadi Rum area and stay in a Bedouin tent one night and, I don't know, do Bedouin things. And of course, Petra one day and the Dead Sea one day. And since I'm getting in with an overlap of a day, I'm hoping to catch a bus or something into Jadrash. Have you heard of that?
Not much.
There are Roman ruins that are pretty spectacular, they say. So I'm just now starting to read up on it because it was a last-minute choice.
So that does the Dead Sea from Israel go over into Jordan? Do they share the Dead Sea?
It does. They share a border, indeed.
Have you been to the Dead Sea before?
Never. I've never been anywhere in the Middle East.
Yeah, I went to the Dead Sea when I was in Israel before. And it is amazing. They, on the Israel side, I don't think it probably isn't in Jordan, but there were some amazing spas. This is years ago, maybe 25 years ago. Great spas, and you, of course, you float on the water, and it's very surreal because it's so different being in water that's buoyant like that. Now, unfortunately, on the Israeli side, they channeled and diverted some of the waters. And unfortunately, some of the areas that used to be spas in Israel by the Dead Sea now are completely gone. And even some of the roads are gone. It's all dried up in some of the areas. They're trying to get it back, but it's been ruined now. It'll be interesting to see if that is affected the Jordan side or not.
Right. Well, I will investigate that. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was like there were waters that came down from the mountains and rivers that went to it, and then when they, actually the Jordan River, I think it was called the Jordan River, so Jordan, right?
Yeah.
That they diverted some of those waters in Israel for agriculture, for using there for their farmland, and it affected
the
Dead Sea.
Well, they say that Moses was buried in Jordan, actually.
I never knew that.
Yes, they say that he's buried on this particular mountain. And I don't know if I'll see it or not, but I just learned that today.
Is it a pretty small tour? What's the size? Did they tell you of the group you're with?
I think it's going to be a small tour. I really don't know that much about it. I mean, I just found it today online.
That's amazing. You have gusto and fearlessness. You have a sense of adventure. I mean, think of where you've gone. You went to Africa, and it's a good thing you went when you did because, you know, you went before that total terrible resurgence of awful. The COVID there became really awful. I don't think you would have been able to go.
Well, the COVID and then the civil unrest that they had.
Yes,
also.
Yeah. That was about a month
right
and a half.
After I left,
yeah,
so.
But a month after you left it kind of all broke out. So you went at the right time.
I've been very lucky, and I have a lot of gratitude for that. These last couple of years, I've been able to travel and seem to, like, I was in Maui last year when it was quiet, and hopefully, I don't know, I'm just going to keep you guys in my prayers. That's a scary thing. I have a friend who's a physician there, and she said they were treating people in the parking lot. The hospital is so full that they've been triaging people and treating them in the parking lot.
And now we're low
on COVID in the ER for 3 days before they had a bed for her in the COVID unit.
Well, and on top of that, now they're getting low on oxygen, which is like kind of hard to believe. I mean, can we really get to that point where we don't have enough oxygen? That's what's happening. You're in a good place to be there now, I have to say. But you never know, you know, I mean, thank God you've been able to go with the flow and you've had a really amazing, blessed life. Now, I know you post on Facebook And you do have a blog as well. I mean, one of the things I love about seeing your pictures on Facebook are the beauty of some of these places is hard to describe when we're just talking about it, but people can see some awesome pictures. And yes, you did take your class in journalistic photography, et cetera. So you have a great eye, and now you even have, you know, more ability. Are you still using your iPhone more than your camera?
No, the camera is starting to win, but I mean, pretty much using the iPhone for Instagram and Facebook. And I have a computer. I just took 1,300 photos the last 2 weeks. So
wow.
I've downloaded them, and I probably won't have time to edit them because I'm leaving on Sunday. So,
amazing. Amazing.
The story I told you about the cheetahs last time is a wildlife journal that I'm sending that story to this week as well. So there's just a lot happening.
What's your Facebook site for people to go and check you out, and what's your blog site?
Yeah, well, the website is mbsworld.online. So it's HTTP and mbsworld.online. If you go to mbsworld.com, you'll end up at Mercedes-Benz. So you don't want that one. And then on Facebook, I have a Maui MDT page that has a few photos on it. And then, of course, you know, my Facebook page under my name. I'll usually post a lot of things that, you know, I think my friends would want to see.
Do you have an Instagram page too?
Pardon?
Do you have Instagram?
Oh, yeah. Instagram is also Maui MBT or MB's World. It's under both, I think.
That's MB's World. That's M as in Mary, B as in Boys, World. MB's World with an S there. And the other one, again, is what was the other second one?
Maui MBT.
Maui MBT.
Like Mary Beth Tyson, Maui, and my initials.
Well, you know, I have to say, Mary Beth, you're an inspiration. I have not taken a trip. Now we're getting close to 2 years, and I'd never, ever in my life have waited that long. I mean, I guess since I was a teenager, but it's driving me a little batty, and I just have to live vicariously through people such as you. I mean, getting there and stuff and doing your travels from Africa, have you been seeing problems with the flights and the masks and the rules? There's so many crazy people out there. Have you been seeing any problems with flying?
Well, yeah. You know, I think they're just now getting it sorted because the other day, coming back from Greece, was the first time I didn't have to walk out of an airport on a transit and walk back in to check in for the next flight. But they were pretty much leaving each airline and each flight to screen people. And so you'd have to, everybody's getting off the plane, they take you right to the immigration and right to the exit. And then to get your next plane, you have to go back in. Your bags can go through. So I was really happy that finally, because I went through all of that across the U.S. into Africa and then back from Africa to Europe and even through Africa, you know, in and out of all these airports. And it's a lot when you're having to show your test and, you
yes.
know, your vaccine and all these things.
Well, we're out of
so
time.
Finally,
I've got to wind it up because I got to. But I'm so glad you called. It's always wonderful talking to you. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you so very much for having me again. It's always great speaking with you. And I'll look forward to taking a walk with you when we get back.
Wonderful. I walk every day. Aloha.
Good. All right. Aloha.